On the phone, we've got Fleur Murphy. She's a fantastic local playwright. G'day, Fleur. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. I was really impressed by your CV. Coming from country Victoria myself, it's really nice to know that there are people out there who actually get the voice of the world that's outside the city.
I grew up in kind of central Victoria, and I think being exposed to a lot of diverse, wonderful kind of theatre and arts and creativity when I was younger, even though I came from a family, weren't particularly made up of artists, I think just as an access point into learning more about our wider world, it was, it was an eye-opener, and it has always, I guess, been part of what has made me want to tell stories and be involved in theatre.
Yeah, because it's a funny thing, isn't it, coming from a country town and then coming to the city, because you're a visitor looking in, and that is a very theatrical approach, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. And actually, I feel like that's something that's becoming quite a common little thread, with a lot of the work that I've done kind of more recently. Half that I did last year was about a family who lived in King Lake, but one of the younger sons was wanting to move to Melbourne, and his older brother already lived there. So, I think it's an interesting kind of line, isn't it? Like, where does the country kind of end and the city start? And I think that whole area is really rich for exploring. So,
Well, in fact, there's a lot of things to talk to you about, but we originally started this idea of talking together because of the play that's next week, starting on Thursday next week, called The Fence, and it's going to be at this at the Northcote Theatre, Town Hall.
Yeah.
Tell us about the theatre, about the Fence, and what it's all about.
Yeah, sure. So The Fence is a one-woman play, and it's told through the lens of a character who we just refer to as Woman in the play. She's a 30-something kind of wife and mum. She lives on those outer northern suburbs of Melbourne. And one day a demolished fence between her house and her neighbour's house starts to expose some, unsettling secrets, and the boundaries between, I guess, neighbours starts to kind of blur a little bit. And then this compels her to have to eventually navigate the delicate line that exists between observation and intervention.
The fascinating real world dissection of your role as an individual versus your role as being part of a society.
Yeah, definitely. And this play does look at the more kind of, I guess, personal, individual kind of experience, but it certainly does speak to a much bigger, issue that we are kind of dealing with in terms of family violence and other kind of gender issues as well. So, but hopefully told through, a much more kind of personal lens, it kind of is a lovely way to kind of, bring an audience in to kind of talk about and think about an issue in a way that feels safe and accessible for them.
Yeah, percolating under the skin of society, this violence. It's interesting because I was telling somebody about some horrible thing that happened. It was in the news, and it was about a man who shot his wife and his daughter as they're unpacking their groceries over in Adelaide. And she works in social welfare, the person I was talking to, and she just raised her eyebrows and said, it happens every day, every week in this country. And I was thinking, that is such a shocking reality.
Yeah, there are some very sobering statistics. It's, on average, one woman every week in Australia, and on average one man every month. So it's, they're heartbreaking, and you know, they're not just numbers, they are people, it's people's lives. So yeah, I think it's important that, you know, I think art can play a really lovely role in sharing stories and being an advocate in a way that you know, doesn't necessarily feel like it's scary or, you know, super political in a way that might kind of repel people from actually kind of trying to learn about an issue or think about change. You know, there are lots of really wonderful TV shows that are coming out. Safe Home on SBS was really great. You know, there are lots of plays on at the moment as well, and works like Susie Miller, who's a fantastic playwright as well, has had Prima Facie on all around the world.
Oh my God, what a play is that?
Yeah. And so, you know, that play has actually led to, you know, change within the legal system in regard to how victim survivors are treated when they're put through those systems. So, yeah, it's, you know I can't change the world with one play, like in a night, but I really hope that it offers a place for, you know, people to be seen, for discussions to take place. Also, it's theatre. So, you know, I do promise you a good night out as well. You know, there are laughs. It's set in real life. So, you know, there is always a balance between, like, humour and heartache in life. So, yeah, there's definitely some good laughs and some good times to be had as well.
Well, I went to that theatre at Northcote Town Hall a couple of weeks ago, and it's incredibly intimate and a fabulous place to experience the play.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And the whole team there have been really wonderful in supporting this work. They helped us out last year with development support as well. So they've kind of been a part of the journey of this work, which is actually really lovely and sometimes feels a little bit rare as an independent artist to have that ongoing support through an organisation. So, yeah, really, really chuffed that our theatrical home is with Darabin, and we can premiere that work with them as well. And the space looks great. We've been doing bump in this week, and so all the set's gone in, and the lighting's getting tweaked, and sound designer's coming in, and all the elements are coming together. So yeah, it's been really great.
That's really exciting. I mean, I feel excited for you. I've noticed that you've had a lot. I mean, you're a relatively young person, but you're obviously a gun creative person because you've focused on playwriting, but you've done adaptations as well as done a short film, right? So what I want to know is, tell me about writing a play and making it 3D versus doing a film script and making a film.
Oh, yeah. So the film script was my first kind of like experiment, like into figuring out, you know, what writing is, because prior to that I'd studied to be an actor. I think in the country.
Well, that's not a bad idea, really.
No, it's not. I mean, if you can, you know, if you can reach that top tier where you're winning Oscars and making a lot of money, that's a fun life, I imagine. So I originally studied to be an actor, but I think, you know, I love stories, and I just have a curiosity for, like, trying to figure out the world, but also, like, the practicalities of how to kind of tell stories. And so, I wrote a short film script, which was my first kind of go at writing something. And I think the main difference, and I think why I enjoy maybe theatre a little bit more, is, and some people might actually enjoy this about film, but you have a lot of control over how someone views a work when it comes to film. Like, the camera is very much showing you, like, where your eye needs to focus, what you need to look at. It's really feeding you very specific information. Where in theatre, you've got, you know, the whole picture is in front of you, and it's kind of up to you and, I guess, you know, your kind of whatever life experiences and baggage or whatever that is, when you're sitting in a theatre space, like, you're going to lean in or lean out to certain things or be attracted to certain things more than others. So I think there's a bit of freedom for the audience to kind of play and build a world in their imagination as well, because, you know, often in theatre, you know, you have to use a little bit of your imagination and you're asked to kind of suspend your disbelief a little bit. So.
Yeah, it's more provocative.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really fascinating, which is actually takes us full circle to our original discussion about being from the country and looking in.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's quite curious. So it's going to start on Thursday, the 10th of the... Tell us about the performances. I was reading it and then I realised there's more to it.
Yeah, no, so the season opens on Wednesday the 9th, so that's when we preview, and so we open on Thursday the 10th and that runs until the 20th.
But there's going to be a couple of things, like you're going to do a post-show talk on Sunday the 13th of August at 5 p.m, and that's important, isn't it?
Yeah, so the show is at 5 p.m, and so after the show... myself, the director Alice Darling, the performer Louisa Mignoni, and I'm not sure who else yet of our team, but the three of us will definitely be there to, I guess, we're just trying to offer the opportunity to, I guess, open up a space for questions and thoughts and conversations about the work. You can ask about our process as well, because this work has kind of been in development for almost 3 years, and I've been working quite closely with Alice and Lou over this time, so it's been a very collaborative approach to the making of the work. Happy to field any questions that people have.
Well, that's really fascinating. And then on Sunday, the 13th of August, is going to be... Oh, no, sorry, the 17th of August is going to be an Auslan-interpreted performance, just so people know that.
Yeah. Darabin Arts are really great in helping independent artists with providing different access points for their work as well, because sometimes, you know, the cost of that can be a bit of a barrier with the budgets that we work with. So it's really fantastic that Darabin are really passionate about... accessibility for people in their communities.
I didn't ask you. Now that we're coming to the end, I'd really like to know what it's like to be the playwright collaborating with the director and collaborating with the single performer. That's a really fascinating idea. Tell me about that.
Yeah, it's been really lovely because I guess, the play... originally was seeded out of a real life experience for myself. So, the fence did come down between myself and my neighbour. There were things that were kind of like that I heard. So I guess in part of the creative process, I didn't want to just make it, you know, just my story on stage. I wanted to do a lot of research into, family violence and what that looks like. For both a witness and a victim survivor. And so bringing, people into that creative process early on, especially, women, and also Alice is a mother as well, like myself. So, we were able to kind of, I guess, even though I had to write the work, it was lovely to have other people to kind of, share those discussions with and, get on the floor and just play and try and figure things out together. Because I guess writing is, you're alone a lot of the time. So it is nice to get out of your study and be with people. that was really great.
Thanks very much for talking to us this morning, Fleur.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
That was Fleur Murphy, and her play The Fence is going to be on at the Northcote Town Hall. It's a really lovely theatre, and there's going to be a preview performance Wednesday the 9th of August at 7:30 p.m. and it's opening night Thursday, the 10th of August, 7:30 p.m. Various performances up to the 20th of August. You're on 3CR with Annie.